and welcome to Your Utah. I'm Taylor Powers. Over there is Ethan Millard, bringing you all things on the Wasatch Front. We are going to have an episode kind of dedicated to the entry of Halloween season.
That's the big holiday right now.
Yes, yes.
Everyone's looking forward to it.
And Halloween is one of those holidays that you can really get into way before the actual week of.
Because you've got a lot of decorations. It's similar to Christmas.
Mm-hmm. I think it's the only one like Christmas that you can really drag out for an entire month.
That's right. Yeah. Yes, that's right.
For Easter or something, people are decorating and having events for an entire month long.
No, you're absolutely right. Yes. You have modest decorations for other holidays, but it's Halloween and Christmas where you really blow the doors off.
Into it.
Yes.
It's definitely in the top three of people's favorite holidays.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we've got two events, one of which is the Pumpkin Nights. It goes all of October, starting Friday, October 13th. It's going to be every single night. Huge event down at the Fair Park. But before we talk about all the nitty-gritty details of that, we're going to talk about an event at Wheeler Farms.
Yeah. Now, Wheeler Farm has always had Halloween stuff. Mm-hmm. It's a perfect Halloween place.
Oh, yes,
right?
Of course. They've historic.
And it's got this kind of forested area. Uh-huh. It's very, very neat. I don't know if you've ever had a chance to go out there and do the hay ride. Mm-hmm. They take you all through. It's really fun. And so what they've got going on now is they're doing what they call Pumpkin Days, which is a...
So we have Pumpkin Days and Pumpkin Nights.
Right.
We're going to start with the day.
Oh, that's true. I didn't even realize that. But it is a much more of a family-friendly kind of situation. So Pumpkin Days is going... In fact, they call it the family-friendly, not-so-scary Halloween.
Oh, okay.
They used to do scary stuff.
I can imagine.
It was the Haunted Woods.
Yeah, I can imagine that would be freaky.
Yeah, and it was, back in the day, I never went, but it was supposedly legit scary. So it's running every day, 7 days a week through Halloween.
And, did it already start?
It's already started. It's been running for about not quite 2 weeks.
Okay,
quite 2 weeks. So it started right at the end of September. Mm-hmm. And so what they've got is they've got a pumpkin patch, they've got a hay maze, which is a maze with bales of hay,
mm-hmm.
which is nice when you have your kids.
Yeah, because you can still see them. They go into the maze and you can keep an eye on them.
That's right. You don't get lost like that. Did you see that story about the family that left behind a 3-year-old kid at the corn maze?
Oh, no.
And they didn't realize it till the next day.
What?
The
how many kids do they have?
The corn apparently it's a few families that went together and like lived together and stuff. But apparently the corn maze employees found the kid right away, but the family had already left.
Oh man.
And they're like, whose kid is this? It was a real Home Alone moment. So hay maze, cow train, and wagon rides. And they've got different so Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, it's 11 to 8. Friday and Saturday it's 11 to 9, and then Sundays it's 10 to 3. And what they've got is they've also got a lot of vendors and things like that and some trick-or-treating. Mm-hmm. One of the really cool things they're doing is on October 23rd, they're doing Barktoberfest, which they're switching to Dog Days in the Maze. They've been calling it Barktoberfest. They're going with Dog Days in the Maze. And that's the one day where you can bring your dog to the Pumpkin Days.
To the farm.
And they've got all kinds of dog events. You can take your dog on the hay ride. You can run your dog through the hay maze. And then they've got trick-or-treating just for dogs.
So do they lock up all the farm animals that day?
I guess. I have no idea how they're going to do it. But they've got to figure it out. Apparently, they've been doing it for a while. So that's on October 23rd. It's one day only. But still a really cool event.
Yeah, very cool.
Really cool event for your dogs.
And then anything is cool when you get to bring your dog to it.
Right. Go ahead.
Do they mention anything about the farm animals? Are they going to be included in anything else on the regular days?
They'll have the farm animals there.
Okay.
Some of them.
Like the petting zoo or anything like that?
They've always got animals kind of out on display. They don't really operate. I'm trying to think if they really operate a petting zoo style. Mm-hmm. I think they mostly just kind of have. They'll bring an animal out for a close encounter.
Okay, cool.
It's for.
And then you can just see them as you're walking out in their enclosures.
Yeah. Otherwise, they're kind of all in their little. Sometimes you can stick your finger through, maybe, and
okay, cool,
touch one. Not the rabbits. The rabbits will bite your finger off. But I'm not saying you're allowed to do that. I'm just saying that there are holes in the fence. So here's the admission. So admission to Pumpkin Days is $10 per person ages 2 and up. There's actually a discount for dog days. If you pre-register, it's $8 per person. Day of the event is $10. That includes your dog.
Great.
So there you go. So $10, you get in there. Really fun time. They'll have scarecrows. All that business. Neat. So.
And so when you go in, it's $10 to get in, and then you can actually pick your pumpkins there?
Yeah. They've got the pumpkins, I think, are extra if okay. you're going to buy a pumpkin.
Yeah.
They have vendors and things like that.
Right.
But it's, you know, pretty good deal all told to go in there, really enjoy a nice, beautiful fall day, take a jacket. If you don't know where Wheeler Farm is, it's on 9th East and just north of 215.
Mm-hmm.
So if you take...
kind of just a little paradise in the middle of the city.
It really is weird. It really is weird how it's just this preserved farm.
Mm-hmm. It's great.
This big, big block. And I'm glad they – it's a Salt Lake County facility. Mm-hmm. I'm glad that they preserved it. So
yeah.
All right, Pumpkin Days. Although I will say this, Taylor, I do feel a little bad that I never got to experience – the Haunted Woods.
Maybe they'll bring it back.
Maybe. Because that was kind of legendary when I was growing up. The Haunted Woods was like the scariest.
Maybe you should go talk with them and see if maybe they could do Haunted Woods for 1 week out of the entire month of October.
Maybe like an after hours thing. Like after 10
Perfect.
Flips to Haunted Woods.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind that.
No.
I'm sure someone can handle the liability. All right. When we come back, we're going to talk about an event, another fall, another Halloween event. This one's at the Utah State Fair Park right here in downtown Salt Lake. Taylor's got the details when we come back. Mm-hmm. All right, from Pumpkin Days to Pumpkin Nights, Halloween's in season. Are you a big Spook Alley person? Do you go to the haunted houses?
I would say I'm a huge Halloween fan. When it comes to the scarier stuff, it really depends. I don't like haunted houses.
It's been years since I've been to a haunted house.
I just don't like the feeling.
It's been years since I've been.
Like, I'm not going to pay to go walk through a spooky old house and have people jump out and scare me.
I remember enjoying the haunted house. The thing that stands out for me in my recollection of the moment is that the people I was with, I remember the crowd being... I don't know, weird. It was a weird crowd.
The people that enjoy it?
Maybe it was just the night, because everyone enjoys it, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's just a cross-section of our community.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it was the night or if there was like a specific group that was there, but I remember feeling like the crowd was unique to that moment in space and time.
The only haunted house I like is the Haunted Mansion at Disneyland. The only one.
Oh, isn't that great?
Yeah.
I've never seen that all dressed up for Halloween.
Oh, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. You should go.
Okay.
All right. So Pumpkin Nights is an event. It starts this Friday, October 13th, goes until October 29th.
Okay.
And it is down at the Fair Park, which is right on North Temple. And it's got everything. I swear, the list just keeps on going on and on and on. Like, not only can you go there and pick out your pumpkin, they have more than 4,000 pumpkins that you can choose from that's in their garden and can get a pumpkin, and they're going to have places to carve it, carving stations, as well as guided carving tour or kind of exhibits.
Cool.
And talented pumpkin carving artists that you can go and watch and see what they create. And then maybe get inspiration to go carve your pumpkin.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be really cool. In addition, they are going to have food, activities, drinks. They're going to have movie screenings on... they're going to have a 7 p.m. movie screening and a 10 p.m. screening every single night. They're going to be playing Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone at 7 p.m.
Cool.
And then at 10 p.m., they play Nightmare Before Christmas.
You know, Harry Potter... it's not a Halloween movie, but it kind of is a Halloween movie.
Yeah, I mean, it's about witches and wizards, and as the series goes on, it gets a little bit darker, but it still has that kind of eerie aspect to it that feels Halloween-ish.
Yeah, it totally does.
Actually, you know what? It's just holiday season-ish because it goes from creepy, but there's this underlying theme of friendship and family and what's important, and so that carries over to the Christmas spirit.
Well, and weren't they all holiday releases too?
Yeah, they usually got released in November right before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So can you tell I'm a fan?
Well, which is the one where there's this village in the snow? They go to that village and it's in the snow?
Yeah, that's in almost every movie.
Oh, is it?
Uh-huh.
Oh. I'm just thinking of one. But I remember feeling like that was legit Christmassy.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All right. So in addition to all of that, they're going to have a lot of things for kids as well. Because some of those are a bit, you know, it goes, I think, on Friday and Saturday nights. It's open until midnight. So a lot of things for an older crowd or, you know, something to do with some friends. But in the earlier part of the day, they're going to have face painting, a Strider Adventure Zone, which is a Halloween-themed bike course for kids. A hay bale maze as well, so you can keep an eye on them. And a ton of other things. They're going to have a scavenger hunt, a costume contest. Like, I really just don't think I can mention everything that's going to go on. So it's something you should definitely check out. And
have you picked out your costume? Speaking of costume contests, do you know what you're going to be?
I know what I'm going to be, but I don't have the costumes yet.
Do you want to reveal it?
One of my costumes will be a witch, not just any witch. I'm going for the one of the Hocus Pocus witches.
Nice.
The one that Bette Midler plays, the redhead.
Okay, of course.
and then on the actual on the weekend, because I'll be a witch at work because I've got my office decorated in witch theme. But on the weekend, I'm going to be the Morton Salt girl.
Oh, how'd you okay. I know exactly what you're talking about. Why are you doing that? I'm asking that not to put it down. I love the idea. I'm just, of all the things, how'd you land on that?
Well, I just
I'm going to Google it right
now. I really like take consideration in costume planning and try to think out of the box, and I was cooking like 2 weeks ago. Making dinner, and I had music playing, and you know, I had some friends over, and I had my big Morton Salt thing, and I was pouring it, and it was just sitting on the counter, and I thought that would be a super easy costume.
Yeah, because you've got a yellow dress, yellow shoes, long sleeves, mm-hmm. yellow shoes, and then the white umbrella, yellow buckle shoes. Mm-hmm. You can find all those things.
Oh yeah, I'm just gonna go thrifting and find it all.
Yeah.
So those are my costumes.
Well, and with the umbrella, as long as it's yellow and you got the umbrella, you don't even need to make it exact. You just kind of hit it close. Yeah. People are going to get it immediately.
Exactly.
No one's going to come up to you and say, those are not buckle shoes.
Well, I have a bet with someone. They think that people are going to think I'm Lil Bo Peep.
Not in yellow, because Lil Bo Peep is blue, right?
Or pink. I don't know.
I feel like, in my mind, I picture Lil Bo Peep. And also, you know what else? Lil Bo Peep has a hat.
She does have a hat, and her dress is all frilly and, very...
No one's going to make that. Who said this?
That would be my boyfriend. Yeah. It's like,
I feel like only because he hasn't really compared them.
Once
he compares them, then he'll know. Then he'll see.
All right. Let me give you the times of the pumpkin nights. So Sundays through Thursdays, so all the weekdays, it's going to be from 6:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. And then Friday and Saturday, it's from 6:30 to midnight.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. All right.
And it's going to be – there's a lot of parking down at the Fair Park. However, you are going to have to pay for parking. It's $2 per car Mondays through Thursdays and $5 on Fridays through Sundays. So maybe think about taking the tracks because there's, it's right there.
Yeah, there's a station right there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Great.
Yeah, so that's what I got. I don't have any of the prices, so maybe check it out on their website. They also have a Facebook page. I know they have a lot of deals going on, so definitely look into that so you get the lowest price.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, there it is. All this Halloween stuff, and that won't be the last. We're going to have more episodes with everything Halloween, creepy spots, things to do.
And if you have a pair of bright yellow Mary Janes that you've been loaned to Taylor.
Yeah, just let me know. Hit us up on the Facebook page. Size 7.5. All right. Well, thank you for listening. We hope that you get out there, take advantage of these events, and enjoy your Utah.